All right, so let's talk about polls. So we're going to talk about polls? Let's talk about polls. Can we talk about polls? Let's talk about polls. Let's talk about polls. A whole slew of polls have just come. I mean, just a slew. Like, just a plethora, okay? A plethora of polls. You got Marist poll. I got him right here. Let's look. Let's look at our polls. Let's look at our polls. Let's look at the polls. All right. You have the first poll here. Okay, let's break down the first poll. Well, Rasmussen. Okay? The Rasmussen national poll that just came out has Donald Trump leading Hillary Clinton by 7 points. Yes, 7 points. The latest Rasmussen Reports weekly White House watch finds Donald Trump with 44% and Hillary Clinton with 37%. 13% favor some other candidate and 6% are undecided. Now, this is the third week in a row that Trump has held the lead. Last week, he was only up by 2. But this week, he's up huge. This poll shows Trump with 80% of Republicans and 13% of Democrats. Clinton has 72% of Democrats and 5% of Republicans. I guess those are the never Trumpers. Those are the Tim Scott. Right? That's his name, isn't it? Tim Scott. What's his name? What is that? It Tim Scott? Yeah, the gay Republican that's a never Trumper. Is it Tim Scott? Or am I confusing it with the it's Katie Packer's little friend? Katie Packer and what the hell's his name? It's Scott. I don't know what it is. I call him the confused one. Katie Packer. You know what we would refer to her and the kid? Well, we. I'm not gonna say we. I wouldn't. I don't talk derogatory. I don't say derogatory things. That's not me. But that little pairing, Katie would be called a blank hag. That's what she would be called, a blank hag. If you saw them at the Republican National Convention and they were sitting by the bar and she was on the bar stool having a drink and he was next to her, they would go, oh, look at that blank hag. Just saying. Anyways, 5%. That's horrible, I know. I know it's horrible. I'm sorry. Okay, there. I apologize. I'm sorry. Sorry. All right? Sorry. So you got 5% of Republicans that are going to vote for Crooked Hillary. Among voters not affiliated with either major party, Trump leads by 13 points. But 27% of these voters either like another candidate or are undecided. And the other big polling data, and this is a trend, and I'm going to give you some more of these trends, but Clinton trails by 17 points among white voters. See, that's the whole thing. Not to veer off course here, not to veer off course, but that's the risk. And we talked about this months ago. This notion from the liberals, from the media, from the Democrats, from the liberal websites, this notion that Hillary Clinton was going to get the same amount of black support that Obama did was fantastical. It really was. Really was. And that's what they're banking on. Because Hillary can't win unless she gets the black vote. And not just the black vote. We know that the black folks are going to vote for liberals. We know that. They've been duped into believing Democrats give a crap about them. And the Democrats play it with their race politics. But at the end of the day, to think that Hillary Clinton is going to get the same amount of black folks to vote for her as Obama did in 08 and 2012, it was a fairy tale. It was a fairy tale. So that added with the fact that she wasn't going to win the white vote by constantly pandering. See, she panders to the black vote. She panders to the black folks. And the ones that are politically astute realize and understand and know she's pandering, so it turns them off. And then the astute, really engaged white folks understand, realize, and see she's pandering to black folk, and it turns them off. So her calculated maneuver is starting to crush her either side, because the polls show she's not getting the black support that Obama did, and the polls show that she's doing really, really bad amongst white voters. And this trend with the white voters is a continuation. I guess we shouldn't even call it a trend. Shouldn't even say they're a... It's becoming the norm. So that's the Rasmussen in a nutshell, okay? And then you go to CBS. You go to CBS, And their poll shows Trump and Hillary tied. Yeah, they're tied at 40-40. But a month ago, Hillary Clinton was beating Trump by 6. So a month ago, Hillary was beating Trump by 6. Today they're tied at 40 apiece. And if you add Governor Gary Johnson to the mix, he gets 12%. And Clinton and Trump remain tied with 36 each. And the other big, I don't know if it's shocking news, but it's kind of like, oh, kind of proves that point I had years. It seems like years. Months and months and months ago. That you have a certain amount of people that are going to vote for a Republican no matter what. You have a certain amount of people that are going to vote for a Democrat no matter what. Doesn't really matter who the nominee is. That's just the way it is. And in this poll, it says most registered voters say they've made up their minds about who to support. 90% of Trump voters and 88% of Clinton voters say their choice is set. About 1/10 of each candidate supporters say their minds might change before the election. So it's basically exactly what we've said before. And it's basically exactly what we said yesterday. This election's coming down to 3 or 4 states. And it's not California. It's not the states that have all the Latinos, all the illegals into them. Remember the autopsy? Republicans have to win the Latino vote. Republicans have to win the Latino vote. We got to have open borders. So all the cucks, all the Essie Cups, all the Meghan McCains, all the Stevens, the Katie Packers. Gotta win the Latino vote. You gotta win the Latino vote. It's all coming down to 3 and 4 states, maybe 5. That's what it's coming down to. And those states don't have millions and millions and millions of Latino voters. Okay. I mean, these polls sum it up. You've got a very small window as far as voters who are either undecided or could change their minds. And those windows and those voters that fit in those windows are the Pennsylvanias and the Ohio's, those states, Florida, those states, it's the states that Obama and the Democrats did not win by landslides. Like I said, they're not Texas's or they're not California's, or they're not New York's. Those are states where you're talking about a percentage point or two that decided the election, that decided that Electoral College map. And that's what the polls are showing now. Except in Ohio, Trump is up. Pennsylvania, Trump is up. Florida, Trump is up. That's the election. That's the election. Percent of the voters now say Clinton is not honest and trustworthy. That's up from 62% from last month. And the highest percentage this election cycle. Only 28% view Hillary Clinton as honest. Imagine this. You had to me, it's shocking. You had 3 weeks, 4 weeks, I don't know, 5 months. Remember, it all started with Mitt Romney. But you had months of Trump University stories, articles. You had Mitt Romney doing press conference or a speech televised on every network. You had Marco Rubio calling Donald Trump the ultimate con man. You have those guys. You got the Republican primary guys running ads talking about Trump University, talking about Trump being a con man, talking about him being a sleaze. You got Hillary Clinton spending tens of millions of dollars on ads calling Trump a con man, talking about Trump University. You got her spending millions of dollars of ads in Ohio, Florida, Pennsylvania, where Trump is winning. And, of course, when all else fails, you have the media who spent weeks and weeks and weeks calling Trump a con man, Trump University, Judge Corral. I mean, it was endless. And after all of that, the American people still think Hillary Clinton, is more of a lying scumbag than Donald Trump. Albeit, it's not a huge gap, but when you think about the amount of television ads from both sides, and Jake Tapper and Wolf Blitzer, CNN, MSNBC. When you take into account everything that's been thrown at Trump, for people to actually say, yeah, Trump, he's not trustworthy. Yeah. We for the last 7 months, we've been inundated with everything that Trump has done that would give us the opinion that he's not trustworthy. Yes. But Hillary Clinton, it's more untrustworthy than him. That's bad. That's bad. That's real bad. That's real. I mean, that's horrible. I mean, that's bad. 67% of the voters say Clinton is not honest and trustworthy. Only 28% view her as honest. Of the voters don't think Trump is honest. So Trump is at 62. Hillary. Oh, man. 67. Imagine all of the ads. Imagine all of the ads. Con man, con man, con man. Trump University, con man. Mitt Romney, con man. Ted Cruz, con man. Marco Rubio, con man, con man, con man. Liar, liar, liar. Chuck Todd telling Trump, you lie. You can't lie. You're a lie. You can't lie. And after all of that, Trump is ahead in Florida. He's ahead in Pennsylvania. He's ahead in Ohio. And the majority of the American people, Hillary Clinton is more of a scumbag, lying douche. Wow. Wow. Oh, man. That's big. That's big. That's big. So then the CBS poll goes into how does the state of the 2016 race compare to similar points in recent elections? And it's kind of a funky thing considering that the conventions were at different times, but the nuance of their reporting. CBS News polling showed tight races heading into both 2012 and 2008. Obama led Mitt Romney by 1 point 4 years ago. And Obama had a 3 point edge over McCain. For whatever it's worth. Take that for whatever it's worth. So it goes on. Where's the one to see? Trying to see where the big, because it's such. They have this. The poll. It's got candidates on their issues. Candidate on who looks good. Who looks. It's like, oh, yeah, yeah. A lot of the stuff that I always make fun of. But I was trying to see. So this is this was a big independents have flip-flopped in the last month. So Clinton has lost ground with independent voters, and they have now swung Trump's way. The independents were virtually split in last month's poll, but Trump now leads Clinton by 12 points among them. And Trump widened his lead among white voters from 6 points to 13 points. And while Clinton led with white women last month, the candidates are now even among white women. So that's huge. That's huge. Those are two numbers that the Democrats, Hillary, has to win, or at least has to be competitive in. She can't lose independents, and she can't lose women. Now, Romney won that where is it? 2012. Romney won with white women. And the whole doomsday scenario was Trump has to do what Romney did and better. And people were pointing to all of these numbers, all these little nuances, and saying, well, if Romney got this percentage and Trump isn't getting that percentage, then how the hell can Trump win? If Trump isn't getting this percentage in this category and Romney was, how the hell could Trump win? Because Romney didn't win. So if Trump can't get these numbers, he has no shot of winning. So now you have Trump getting those numbers and exceeding those numbers. Independents weren't with Mitt Romney. And the same arrogance of the Democrats and Hillary Clinton to think every single black person that voted for Obama in 08 and 2012 are automatically going to vote for Hillary Clinton is the same arrogance when they think every single Bernie Sanders voter is going to go with Hillary Clinton. And again, it's farcical. It's a sham. And why the Democrats put themselves in that? If we say it out loud, if we believe it, if we think it, then it will happen. It's like all the never Trumpers. It's all the ones that were saying, "Oh, well, you know, Trump. If he's good, this, and he's not going to win this, and if we do this, and remember the never Trumpers during the primary season. Every time somebody dropped out, that would be the end of Trump because all the support would coalesce around Ted Cruz. They'd coalesce around Rick Perry. They'd coalesce around Marco Rubio. They'd coalesce around John Kasich. And they didn't. And this is like the Democrats. Oh, well, don't worry, because as soon as Bernie gets out, all of his voters are going to switch over to Hillary in the same enthusiasm, the same excitement, same energy. It's all going to then go to Hillary. No, it's not. Why are you delusional? course you're going to get voters, but you're not going to get all of them. Of course you're going to get the black vote, but you're not going to get the black vote of Obama. How the hell can a 70-year-old white woman who's been part of the system for the past 30 years be as inspirational, be as exciting? I mean, the list goes on and on. How could she be that for millions and millions of black folk that saw every one of those qualities in Barack Hussein Obama? I mean, how do you get the voter? And it's not one voter, okay? It's not one voter. There were millions of voters that registered, got engaged, and they said the only reason they did was because a black man finally got a shot to run for president. And the black man wasn't Jesse Jackson. And those are black people. Black people came out and said, didn't really know much about this guy. Don't really know much about politics. But I want to be part of history. And I'm going to vote for him because he's black. Remember when Trump said he has supporters that could give two craps for what he did, what he could do, what he will do, what he has done, and that he could shoot somebody in the middle of a downtown street in New York and they would still vote for him? Well, that was the same thing with Obama. You had people that said, I don't give a crap what he does, what he says, Reverend Wright, Muslim, Rezco. I don't care about any of this stuff. He's black, I'm voting for him. End of story. So how the Democrats and Hillary Clinton honestly think they're going to get those voters is nuts. Same with Bernie, and it's showing. She doesn't have the same numbers that Obama had with black folk. She doesn't have the same numbers that Obama had with independents. She doesn't have the same she just doesn't the same numbers. And after millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars of ads, hell, $100 million of dollars of ads, and constant media bashing of Trump and calling him a con man, people say Hillary Clinton is more dishonest. That's astonishing. That really is. It's astonishing. Absolutely astonishing. And here's another astonishing number. They're unfavorable opinions, okay? The unfavorable opinion of Clinton, 54%, and Trump, 54%. They're tied. But here's the big one. Favorable rating is 28% for Hillary Clinton and Trump, 30%. So according to this poll, they're tied with people being unfavorable towards them. And in the favorable category is beating Hillary. Albeit by 2 points. But when you're talking about an election, once again, that hinders on 2, 3, 4 million people. And those 2, 3, 4 million people are sprinkled throughout Florida, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Michigan, New Hampshire. We sprinkle that in, and then you go to these polls and favorable, unfavorable, trustworthy, untrustworthy, and you start talking 2, 3, 4 points. That's big. That's big. Now, will anybody discuss this? That's the question. I mean, I know CBS will, of course. But will any of the other networks? And how soon until one of the other networks, like NBC or ABC, put out their own poll that is completely opposite of the CBS poll? How long? How long? Because remember, Quinnipiac poll comes out, Trump's up. Maris poll, Trump's up. CBS poll, Trump's tied. So what do you think? All my reports from 9 o'clock in the morning to now 12 o'clock, there has not been any discussions about the CBS polls and the Fresno shooting. So far, I've been correct.